100 largest churches and Sunday schools in America. 95 of those were independent Bible-believing Baptist churches. There's a couple of three Southern Baptist churches in there, and then there was a couple of Assembly of Gods, the non-denominationals and charismatics and charismaniacs were not around back then that early. But all of those churches that grew, one of the common ingredients among all of them was a strong, organized Sunday school with lay workers teaching classes. Don't discount how important you are to the cause of Christ and to this church. The father of fundamentalism is J. Frank Norris. The fundamentalism like we know today, he came out of the Southern Baptist Convention because of his stand against liberalism and modernism. He was kicked out of local associations for the same reason. And the fundamental Baptist movement, the independent Baptist movement that we know today, like this church, came have their roots back to the old First Baptist Church in Fort Worth, Texas. Norris was an outstanding pulpiteer. In 1913, Norris was at First Baptist in Fort Worth, and he was running about 1,500 in his preaching congregation. His Sunday school was 200 people. 200. Now, you can get these figures from the book J. Frank Norris, The Fighting Parson by Homer Ritchie. Homer Ritchie was the pastor that followed J. Frank Norris at First Baptist Church, and he had all the records at his disposal. Now, after being kicked out of the local Southern Baptist Association, Norris determined to build the world's largest Sunday school. He sent a telegram to Louis Ensminger. Louis Ensminger was a part of the Southern Baptist Sunday School Association, and he had been trained by the head of the Southern Baptist Sunday School, Arthur Flake. He had trained Louis Ensminger to take his place and assume those responsibilities. Louis Ensminger had his own little program he had designed, a grading system for the Sunday school. And Norris knew that his weakness was in Sunday school organization. So he hired Louis Ensminger to come. When he came, he had 200 in Sunday school. In 1913, early in that year, 200 in Sunday school. First Sunday of October 1913, he had 266 in Sunday school. Second Sunday of October, he had 374 in Sunday school. And in the early 1920s, that Sunday school averaged 5,200. His preaching crowd had gone from 1,500 to over 5,000, and his Sunday school that was running a little over 200 was now running also well over 5,000 because of the Sunday school. Dr. Norris attributed his growth and success to Louis Ensminger and his Sunday school organization. How important is the Sunday school? If this church is going to do what God wants it to do, not what you want it to do, but what God wants it to do, it's got to have a strong, organized Sunday school to be a support team to your faithful preacher. Now, page number one in your handout. The purpose of the Sunday school. The purpose of the Sunday school is to reach out to others, is not to reach out to others with good advice. That may be commendable. But the purpose of the Sunday school is to reach out with the good news of God's saving grace. That's imperative. Most people that come into a Baptist church and stay come in through an organized Sunday school class. A church fellowship, a church fellowship must include not only our love for Christ and love for one another, it must also include a love for souls for which Christ died. See, toward unredeemed men, the church is to be the agent of reconciliation, the liaison between Christ and the lost. If we refuse or neglect to make a constant loving effort to reach people in His name, and we as members of His body are being disloyal to our head. When a church through its Sunday school makes plans for reaching more people, it must not be accused of making a mere bid for numbers. When a church is making plans for reaching more people, what it's really doing, if conceived of its efforts aright, is helping to carry out Christ's purpose of winning as many people as possible to Christ. Any person that's built a strong Sunday school has been accused of being interested in numbers. Well, I'm interested in numbers. I'd rather have two saved than one. I'd rather have 50 in Sunday school than 20. I'm interested in numbers because those numbers represent people, eternal souls, people for whom Christ died. Had a pastor call me and he was reading me the riot act, said, "All you're interested in numbers." And I said, "I'm guilty." Well, he said, I'm not interested in numbers. And I said, "Do you count your offerings?" Well, he said, "Absolutely." I said, "Then the number of dollars are more important to you than the number of souls?" Hey, get rid of that stupid idea. If you're organizing a Sunday school, you're trying to reach as many people as you can with the gospel of Jesus Christ and train them so they too can become servants of the living God. That's our responsibility. Why? God's interested in numbers. He didn't say go out and tell two or three people. He said go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. D. When lost souls are reconciled to God, it's not His will that they should live out their new life in isolated detachment from other Christians. Just as the divine plan is for a newborn babe to belong to its parents and be nurtured in the atmosphere of a loving family relationship, God wills that His reconciled spiritual children should live and grow in the loving atmosphere of a local church. The Sunday school is a part of the follow-up program of the church. It's a part of the teaching program. It's a part of the evangelization program. Enrolling new Sunday school new converts in a Sunday school class is one of the first steps toward getting them meaningfully involved in the total life of a church. Our primary concern must never to be with organization or buildings or statistics. The primary purpose of the Sunday school is to reach people. Our commitment to people and to reaching great numbers of people for Christ through the Sunday school must grow out of a wholehearted devotion to Christ and a willingness to follow His example. Clearly, the ministry of Jesus on the earth focused on people. Most of what we know about God, we learn from Jesus, and most of what we know about Jesus, we learn from His commitment to and His compassion for and His ministry to people. If the core curriculum of a Baptist church is the Bible, it's the textbook of a Sunday school. No matter what literature you may have for helps, that literature must always be in submission and in agreement and subjection to the Word of God. A thorough knowledge and understanding of the Word of God builds a foundation around which all the activities and work of the church can be planned. G, listen to what I'm about to say. A Sunday school must be organized for growth. Growth. Most Sunday schools are not organized for growth. The commitment of a dedicated, warm-hearted leadership make the difference. Every church has prospect for growth. Otherwise, what's the reason for existence? Anything that's not growing is dying. Nothing worthwhile in a Sunday school or church will ever be accomplished without wholehearted commitment to Jesus Christ and His Great Commission. H, the right priority is vital to any commitment in God's work. Many of our Sunday schools are not growing because they're confused as to its main work. The Great Commission and the order it is given by Christ must always be our number one priority in the Sunday school and the church. Go win them. Baptize them and teach them. We must never reverse the order of the Great Commission in Sunday school. And I submit to you, most Sunday school teachers and most Sunday schools are interested in teaching a lesson and give little thought or concern about winning the people in their class to Jesus Christ. And the number one responsibility and the first step to our responsibility of fulfilling the Great Commission is to win them. Baptize them. Get them baptized. Teach them why. Give them Bible reason. Teach them what it means. And then we can teach them the Word of God. Do you know a person is not teachable really the Word of God until he's saved? Paul said in his letter to the Corinthians, the natural man, that's the unsaved man, understandeth not the things of God, for they are spiritually discerned. If a person is going to understand the teachings and the meanings of the Word of God, they need to be saved. That's the reason our number one responsibility is to win them. Once we get them won to Christ and baptized, then we got somebody that's teachable, that can understand spiritual truth. Until they get saved, the number one need of their life is the gospel. To understand that Jesus died for their sins, was buried and raised again for their justification. We must never reverse the order of the Great Commission in Sunday school. The Sunday school must never become just a one-dimensional program that only teaches the Bible or a lesson. Listen to what I'm about to say. Some of you are going to throw up a roadblock if you don't listen to me. The least important thing a Sunday school teacher does is teach a lesson. Remember, you teach a little by what you say. You teach more by what you do. You teach most by what you are. A lesson is not going to do its job if they can't see Jesus and the love of God in your life. Roman numeral 2, Baptists must recommit themselves to the use of the Sunday school as the major outreach, discipleship, and follow-up organization of the church. I hear pastors talking about, well, we're working on a new discipleship program. You don't need a new discipleship program. The best discipleship program that's ever been devised, the Sunday school. Here's what people are doing. Well, we're going into their homes and we're teaching them in their home. You're teaching them to stay home and you'll come to them. You need to teach them to come to Sunday school and stay for church where they can learn and grow. The Sunday school is the major outreach, discipleship, and follow-up organization of the church because of the following reason. A, the assignment makes it responsible for evangelistic outreach. It seeks to fulfill this goal in two ways, by enrolling all persons possible in Sunday school that they may be exposed to God's Word in a warm, loving atmosphere. Now listen to me. Enrolling them in Sunday school is only part of it. There's Sunday school classes all over this country that's got numbers enrolled, but they never come, and what's even worse, you never go to visit them. You never contact them. You never pray for them. Enroll them in Sunday school that they may be exposed to God's Word in a warm, loving atmosphere, and make sure you go house to house visiting and taking the Word of God and the love of God to those people where they are. They're probably never going to come see you until you go see them. The Sunday school is the major outreach, discipleship, and follow-up organization of the church because its curriculum is the message and the meaning of God's Word. Every salvation and life-changing experience in the Bible and Christian history has been directly connected with the witness of God's Word. You don't get saved without the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every real revival in history has been directly connected with the rediscovery and commitment to God's Word. The curriculum of the Sunday school is the message and meaning of God's Word. See, the Sunday school is the major outreach, discipleship, and follow-up organization in the church because its leadership represents a logical workforce for church growth. The largest number of workers in a church relate to the Sunday school program. It has been said by great pastors of the past, when you accept a pastorate, do everything you can to build a great Sunday school, and the devil himself can't keep you from building a great church. When Sunday school workers are enlisted, help make them understand that reaching people is inherent in their responsibility and calling. And boy, that is missing in Baptist churches all over America. Sunday school teachers have a class. You never see them out knocking doors. You never see them visiting their children. You never see them witnessing to their family of their children. They come to Sunday school, teach the class, and go on their way. When Sunday school workers are enlisted, we must help them understand that reaching people is inherent in their responsibility and calling. D, the Sunday school is the major outreach, discipleship, and follow-up organization of the church because its units are organized especially for growth. A well-organized Sunday school includes departments, classes, and groups organized to provide individual attention to each person and to encourage its leaders and members to reach out to new people. By the way, teacher, helper? How long has it been since you've reached out to new people to come to your Sunday school class? Show me in the Bible one place where God tells the unsaved to go to church and get in church and get in Sunday school and get saved. You'll not find it. It's not there. But you know what the Bible does teach us? Hey, we who are teachers and workers and pastors, we're to go out where they are. And we're to bring them in. We're to invite them. We're to get them in. How many people have you gotten in Sunday school, in your Sunday school class, in the last year? That's our responsibility. We're organized especially for growth. A well-organized Sunday school includes departments, classes, and groups organized to provide the individual attention to each person and to encourage its leaders and members to reach out to new people. Leaders are assigned specific people for records and ministry. And E, this is important. The Sunday school is the major discipleship, follow-up, outreach, organization of the Sunday school and church because its grouping and grading plans make every new prospect somebody's responsibility. Think about it, teachers and workers. Every person in this church is linked to somebody who's in a place of leadership in the Sunday school. You say, well, they're not in my class. They ought to be. Maybe you haven't gone after them. But if they're in this church and they're in your age group, they're your responsibility. Go after them. You say, but I've gone after them and they haven't come. All right. Every soul winner's gone after people they've never won. But let me tell you, God works on principle. He gives you those you don't go after because you go after those you don't get. I can't tell you how many times I've gone and I've visited and visited and visited and none of the people I visited came. But that Sunday there's seven or eight showed up that I hadn't visited. I wonder what would have happened if I'd have said, well, I'm not going after them anymore. Can I tell you what happened? God will quit sending those we don't get, though we go after. We don't get everybody we go after, but if we go after people, God will send us some we didn't go after because we went after them we didn't get. Go. Go. Keep on going. Who gives the increase? He does. But we've got to do our job. Everybody in the church becomes somebody's responsibility. And then sometimes a church may grow simply because it's new or in the midst of a rapidly growing city or community. But this will soon cease. Most often it grows through a deliberate and planned program of discovery, assignment, and cultivation of every unchurched person within the community. The Sunday school approach makes possible and practical the groupings of people with similar needs and interests. It encourages adults to reach adults, teens to reach teens, children to reach children. As unreached persons are identified, they are assigned to proper departments, classes, groups where they are sought after and loved until they're reached. When Louis Ensminger came to First Baptist Church, he spent about a month going over the building, looking at the layout, building on paper a Sunday school organization, departments, classes, groups, and so forth. Then he began to recruit workers to fill all those classes, groups that he needed. Then he trained them about their responsibility. And then the entire church brought brown bag lunches to Sunday school and church. And after church, they ate their sandwich, drank their Kool-Aid, and were assigned parts of the city. And they went out and did a survey of their part of the city. And they got the name of every person, mama, daddy, and kiddos, and ages, of every person that was not in church or went to a liberal modern church. They brought those back, gave them to Louis Ensminger. He went through them, divided them, discarded some, put them in groups by age and by grades and so forth. And then met with his teachers and workers and gave the third grade teachers and workers a stack of boys and girls that meet their criteria. And he gave every prospective teachers a stack of prospects like that and said, here is your class. Now you've got to go out and get them in to come in. Bring them in. And they did. And the Sunday school began to mushroom because the teacher didn't just come and teach those that showed up. But they put together a program of going out to reaching prospects, looking for prospects, and inviting them to come and be a part of their class, and they came. If you want to build this Roman numeral 3, if you want to build a growing church, then organize, emphasize, and magnify the Sunday school. It's the best tool we have for building a lasting and growing church membership for God. Look at this illustration I've printed here. Several years ago, a newspaper carried an article of some beached whales. These whales went into this little inlet when the tide was up after some minnows, little fish. And the tide went out, and these whales were trapped when the tide went out. And they died. They came to their violent demise for prostituting their vast power on insignificant goals. May I say to you, churches tonight are failing because they're chasing little sardines into shallow water and getting trapped when the tide goes out. We need to give ourselves to the responsibility that God has given us. Many churches today are running the same risk as these giant whales. They're putting their greatest energy into small, sometimes worthless endeavors, and they're not giving the Sunday school the priority or the leadership it deserves. The Sunday school is not just another organization of the church. It is the church organized and functioning to carry out the Great Commission here at our Jerusalem. We expect our missionaries to make the Great Commission, as Christ gave it, their first priority in missionary ministry. But Jesus told us that here in our Jerusalem, it's also our first priority. The Sunday school is the church meeting, maturing, ministering, and marching for the Master. The Sunday school is the best possible organization for outreach, discipleship, ministry, and fellowship. We must give our highest and best energies to building a strong Sunday school if we want to have a growing church. When we grow in numbers in our Sunday school, we'll find ourselves growing spiritually, growing financially. We'll find ourselves able to do more than we've ever done before. When we find ourselves growing numerically, we're going to see those kids and mamas and daddies getting saved. We'll see people surrendering their life to preach the gospel, to teach a Sunday school class, to be a missionary. But we're not seeing that anymore. I'll tell you why we're not seeing it. We're not going out after the people. It's the new converts that haven't grown hard and cold in spirit. Many times God uses to be his preachers and his missionaries, his Sunday school workers. Hey, I'm a farm boy. Can I tell you something I learned on the farm? Grapevines, peach trees, apple trees, on and on. It's the new growth that produces the fruit, not the old wood. That's the reason we need to get new people into the church. Their heart's not hard and callous like many today that do nothing. And out of them will come teachers and bus workers and future pastors and Sunday school teachers and missionaries. But not unless we do our part as a teacher in an organized Sunday school that does more than just teach a lesson, but makes it our number one priority, the going priority of going where they are. You know, Jesus didn't say, hey, turn over a new leaf, get good and righteous, and come up to where I am. You know what he did? He came down to where we were. And you know what God's will for the Sunday school worker is? To go out where they are and bring them in. That's our job. And if we're going to do our job like God wants our job to be done, then we've got to go out to where they are and bring them in. That's the way we get new people in our Sunday school. That's the way we grow. That's the way we see things happening that brings honor and glory to Almighty God. Sure do thank you for being here. We'll start tomorrow night right on time at 6:30. Look there, I'm letting you out 7 minutes early. I'm giving it over to the preacher, and he can keep you later if he wants to. All right, I can do that. Your Sunday school organization, let me first say that a Sunday school organization consists of several things. Basic to the class or department is the department teacher organizational structure, where you have a department and individual small classes. Then there is the master teacher group captain organizational structure. And that organization has large classes. They don't have the assembly areas and the small classrooms. They have large classes. And they have a master teacher. But their enrollees are broken up into groups under group captains. Now, the master teacher will be a group captain, and the group captain will do everything a teacher does except teach. They will be given a role with an enrollment of boys and girls in that group. Those are your responsibility. Though the master teacher will teach the lesson, it's your responsibility to visit them, to contact them when they're absent, to keep their record, to minister to them, visit them when they're in the hospital or sick. And the group captain does everything that a teacher does except teach the lesson. The master teacher will be a group captain over a small group also, and she has to do everything the group captain does. So, as the group captains grow and mature, then some of them will want to become teachers. And they can begin by being team teachers in that class, being a helper, doing maybe teaching an object lesson or teaching a mission lesson or teaching a character building lesson. But those are areas where group captains grow to the place where they can become teachers also. Now, when you organize a Sunday school for growth, here's a rule of thumb. You know what a rule of thumb is? It's a general rule. Here's the general rule of Sunday school organization. You can see it on page 5, and preacher just wanted me to hit you with it tonight. 8 to 10 enrolled. And notice it says 8 to 10 enrolled, not attending. 8 to 10 enrolled. Some may be faithful, some may not be. But 8 to 10 enrolled plus one teacher or group captain is a growth situation. 11 to 13 enrolled with one teacher or group captain is a maintenance situation. You'll keep having some people come in, but you'll keep losing people at the same time because you get to the place where you can't take care of them and minister to them. 14 and up enrolled plus one teacher or group captain is a declining situation. This is a rule of thumb. Now let me say plainly that a rule of thumb is not a fixed rule for every individual, because there's some people you can give 8 to 10 enrolled and in a year they'll have 25 or 30 in there. They have that ability. There are others you can give 8 to 10 enrolled and in a year they'll have 3 or 4 in there so they can get it down to where they can handle it. A rule of thumb is a general rule of thumb. And this general rule means that if you're going to organize a Sunday school for growth, you have small groups with a group captain teacher or teacher. 8 to 10 enrolled is a growth situation. 11 to 13 enrolled is a maintenance situation. I'll tell you what I did. I asked the preacher to show me his Sunday school organization, his teachers, classes. And I took this and showed him about what they were averaging in Sunday school without ever looking at numbers. And he was astonished because he was almost right on. Hey, nobody should be satisfied just to have a Sunday school. It's not just a place for you. It's a place for you to fulfill God's will by helping to reach and train others for Jesus Christ. And therefore, the Sunday school ought to be organized for growth, or you're stuck in sand just spinning your wheels.